Audio 2. The Vienna Opera. There is no more famous opera in the world than that of Vienna, and for this reason, we begin the audio guide with one of the most iconic visits in the Austrian capital. In 1857, Emperor Franz Joseph decided to build a large boulevard in the heart of the city to modernize its appearance. This urbanization not only had the effect of changing the face of the capital, but also transformed it from top to bottom. The construction of the Opera House is what contributed most to this metamorphosis. It was initiated by the architects Eduard van der Noel and August Sicard von Sicardsburg. Inaugurated in 1869 with the presentation of a work by Mozart, the neo-Renaissance building was a disappointment for the Viennese, who expected something more majestic. The first architect died, tormented by the idea of having failed. The second architect did not stand the pressure any better, as he died of a heart attack. During World War II, the site was destroyed by Allied bombs and the building caught fire. The entrance, with frescoes painted by Moritz von Zwind, the main stairs, the hall, and the tea room were saved. Almost the entire setting for more than 120 operas and about 150,000 costumes were destroyed. The reconstruction of the building began quickly, maintaining the original style and keeping the same colors, red, gold, and ivory, but decorated in a more modern way. The reconstructed theater was reopened on November 5, 1955, with the opera by Beethoven, Fidelio, conducted by Carl Böhm. In 1993, the stage was renovated and equipped with the most advanced acoustic technologies. To fully enjoy the beauty and acoustics of the opera, how about attending one of the many performances that take place in this incredible setting?